Scattered protests continue to sputter, and there are new reports of skirmishes and violence in the wake of this weekend's massive military assault aimed at smashing China's pro-democracy demonstration.
Bulalani Kolani reminds me of the unknown man whose shopping bags, grasped in his hands, stood in front of a column of People's Liberation Army tanks in a seething Tiananmen Square in Beijing in June 1989. It was a brave and ultimately futile gesture. The tanks rolled on, the revolt was crushed, and the unknown man disappeared into the maw of the beast. The now viral video of a naked Kolani being shoved around by thugs as his shack is destroyed in Impolweni informal settlement makes for distressing watching, although this is not a new South African scene.
That one is responsible. This one is responsible.
It is hardly surprising then that Cape Town Mayor Dan Plato is tying himself up in verbal gymnastics as he tries to explain away the actions of the men sent to evict the people of Impolweni in winter. Kolani wasn't actually naked when the cops moved in, said Plato, but stripped off his clothes to make the city look bad. He claimed the officers had footage of Kolani dressed before they moved in.
I need to say our officials, every time when they move onto a site, they make their own videos, and the moments before they move into that structure, that said person did have clothes on.
The country is yet to see this footage, which leaves us with Kolani's own version of events, that in fact he had been preparing to bathe when the cops moved in. Perhaps the mayor is channeling his Greek philosopher namesake, who in his first dialogue Republic has Thrasymachos hotly proclaim that justice is nothing else but the interest of the stronger. That would pretty much sum up the politics of land in this deeply divided city. Maybe the unknown man isn't Kolani, but Plato, and the tanks of the people of Impolweni, and all the other places where homes have been razed, in the interest of the stronger. In the end, something will have to give. I'm Paul Ash, and this is Trending.